Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Pucci, and I am your host, Sister Pucci, presiding pastor McCarty of the ministry. Before we go on, I just want to remind everyone of the upcoming events on the 20th of October at 7 p.m. Central Time. Will be a House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe. Also, he will be bringing the word as the director of the men's ministry. And on the 27th of October, the youth are taking over the studio and join us for our Y for C episode with DJ Shaheen, I See the Great, Sister Kenya, a wonderful group that make up that show. Definitely check them out. And if you haven't listened, Associate Pastor Horvath's Christian Life Coaching was really on point last Tuesday. It is out there for your enjoyment. And if you like what you hear on any of the shows, please do us a favor and share the link. Okay? All right, let's get into the Word of God, because that's the main thing for our being and our existence, is to know what our Father is telling us. And so today we're going to come from James, first chapter, 22nd verse through the 25th verse. And it reads as like so: Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And that is the word of God I read in Jesus' name. Everyone, you know, God and Christ wants us to be successful in our walk with them. And it's not enough to just hear the word over and over and over. It's doing it that makes you grow, doing it that builds a closer relationship between you and the Savior. So, you know, you can't have words without any action when it comes to your faith walk. You have to have both. And he said if you have both, you would truly be blessed. Okay, everybody, I'm going to start the show with the first song, and we're going to do Call the King, because we want to bring them all up in here with Danielle Whitson. Here we go.
Even when it gets dark, you stay lit like a candle.
If you close the gate,
You can be sick if you call the sick. You can be sick if you call the sick. No sugar, no worries if you call the sick. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah, if you call the sick, you can be free. If you call the sick, you can be safe. If you call the sick, no stress, no worries. If you call the sick, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus is gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call his name, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear that, that's a fact. Power to hear that, that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fighting too much. Got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know it's real. I tried it myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the gate, you can be free. If you call the gate, you can be saved. If you call the gate, no stress, no worries. If you call the gate, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the gate, you can be free. If you call the gate, you can be saved. If you call the gate, no stress, no worries. If you call the gate, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
All right, that was Daniel Woodson with Call the King. And next up on the mic is Baba by Sonny Bono. And here we are.
The floodgates in abundance. and cause your rain to fall upon me. Baba, open the floodgates and cause your rain to follow me.
And I want to go back to the reading of the week, which is found in James, first chapter, the 22nd to the 25th verse. And it reads, "So do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Everyone, we have to back our words up with action. Coming out of James, this is the word of God. So we can't merely just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk. We can't just walk the walk. We got to talk the talk. You know, it goes hand in hand. People need to hear the word of God and do what it's actually saying to do. Okay. All right. Next up on the mic is, oh, awesome. by Coolie the Nazareth. And here we go.
Awesome, yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, my God is awesome, my God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, my God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Yeah.
He the one who run this. I ain't talking Allen Ross. He paid the price upon that cross. His life is what they cost him. He rose up 3 days later as if he was playing possum. Dirty clothes lost him. Dirty mouths lost him. Dirty spirits lost him. Now tell me that ain't awesome. He calmed the waters though the waves tossed him. Jesus washed the feet of his peeps. Even the one who double crossed him. No basketball, this off the car. Cause God has been so good to y'all, me, 24 hours every day of the week. His eyes on the prize, homie, he don't ever sleep. Full of glory, boy, he don't need to eat. The Lord is my shepherd and I am his sheep. He is my strength, so I'm never feeling weak. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord of all lords and the King of kings. Like my boy S-U-B-T-L-E. It's the fear of the Lord that got the best of me. Cause he's awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, my God is awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome, my God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Ain't my savior strong?
No doubt.
Ain't he on the throne?
Yeah, yeah.
Right in every wrong, so I'm banging Christ in every song.
Yeah, yeah.
He done brought me a long way from walking the wrong way. My life was on replay, like a sorry DJ. I press play and straightway I fell down on my face because of my cross's weight. But I was saved by my Father's grace. My God is awesome, that I can say. Consider giving him your life today. From heaven came to conquer the grave and wash all of our sins away, so we could say our debt was paid. Jesus broke down that barricade. A way was made by the truth of the light. Cause we were hiding in the shade. So I give my all, no hues of gray, no hues of green. So that means no Mary J. But my guy way better anyway, so it's okay. A-W-E-S-O-M-E. It's the Lord who broke the chains of the enemy. For all eternity, Yeshua reigns supreme. May thy will be done by all means. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome. He took the loss upon that cross, no matter what they cost him. Awesome. My God is awesome. Yeah, my God is awesome.
Nazareth. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. I am your hostess, Sister Fucci, Chicago-based poet, and I'm here to bring you not only the Word of God, but some wonderful artists with some great original works that glorify and give praise to God. I want to give him my thanks and praise for lifting my body up and allowing me to come to you again. And then you allowing me to come into your eardrums is very humbling, and I thank you all, those who listen live and those who listen later. Now, one of the things that Associate Pastor Horvath was speaking about yesterday was we're entering the giving season. And if you find it so in your heart to give to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, I want you to know, one, it's all tax deductible since we are a 501c3.
But you can go to our secure website, www.jhom.org, and make a donation through PayPal or using your Visa or MasterCard or Discover card. Or you can mail it in to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 16341, Chicago, Illinois, 60616. And you have to have that zip code on there or it won't reach us. So as you're thinking about giving for the year, it would help us to continue to spread the word all over the world. It costs for us to host the shows as well as other operating costs as any ministry will incur as they're out there spreading the gospel of Christ. So anyway, that is something that I want you to pray on and think about, and definitely if you find it in your heart, we would so much appreciate you partnering with us. All right, going back to the reading of the week, James, first chapter, 22nd through the 25th verse, and it says, "Do not merely listen to the words and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whosoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." And amen, amen to that. All right, everybody, it's time for the dance break with DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ. We're flashing back to October the 15th of 2012. And this is one of, that's what, 2 years ago, three years ago. Oh, wow. And the purpose of the dance break is to, one, get up off your feet and give God some praise and give him some glory. He loves to dance around like David did when he danced out of his clothes. Really give God some praise and some and glorify him with this. And, of course, if you can't do it like me, you still can give him a hand clap, a praise, snap, anything, just to let him know that I am with you, Father. I love you, Father. Thank you, Father. All right, and the second part of the dance break is so you can figure out what DJ Frankie Vibe is trying to minister to you, because this in itself is his ministry. Okay, here we go with the dance break for the week for Flashback Friday. Everybody get off their feet, and here we go.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Bob. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries with Sitsa Poochie, my girl. Get a word for your spirit today, and thanks for checking out the mix. Thanks for checking out the Sister Pucci Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vibe.
DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ, with the dance break for the week. I love it. It is well with my soul. And everything is well in the kingdom of God all the time. I want to just read the reading for the week again. It comes from James, 1st chapter, 22nd through the 25th verse. It says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like someone who looks on his face in a mirror at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets that what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." That is a way, a promise for God, that if you read the Bible and start doing what it does, we're Christians, and Christians act Christ-like. So they give you an idea of where you can start in the New Testament with the Gospels of Christ, learning the character of someone who died blameless and sinless in this world. Okay, one more song. We're going to get back up. One more song, and next up on the mic is Unconditional Love by Teresa Powell, and here we go.
Thank you.
All right. That was Unconditional Love by Teresa Powell. God, this show has gone by so quickly. It's already time for us to roll out like we always roll out. I want you to remember the reading for the week. I want you to meditate on it and pray about it. Ask God for understanding and ask Him for wisdom always. Because He said, if you ask for wisdom, He'll give it to you. But what He means by He wants to see us not just hear the word, but do what the word says. And it's not just, you know, a lot of things that are in the word, it's about doing for others. It's less, not necessarily doing for yourself, but doing for others and helping each other out is what God wants us to do. Again, if you have find it in your spirit to give to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, don't forget it's tax deductible. You can go to our secure website, www.jhom.org, or you can mail it in at P.O. Box 16341, Chicago, Illinois, 60616. God bless you in advance for all that who helps us. God bless you in advance for all who listen to us. And God bless in advance all who think of us. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. Everyone have a blessed and peaceful week, and I'll see you next Friday.
Mom!